This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
8 months into the COVID-19 vaccination effort, the gaps among different racial and ethnic groups in Wisconsin are narrowing. Since June, the rate of Asian, Hispanic, American Indian, and Black residents getting vaccinated has been higher than among white people. In part, that's the result of focused outreach to some minority communities in places like free health clinics and literacy classes for immigrants. Shemaine Mills reports.
For months now, health officials have aimed their efforts at those who want the vaccine or are on the fence.
And we're talking about what we call the unvaccinated but willing. So we're not looking at anti-vaxxers or folks that talk about conspiracy theories and will never have their position changed. We are looking at individuals that for logistical reasons or they haven't been approached in the right manner have not yet gotten access to the vaccine.
That's Joe Agoda, whose nonprofit Sustento is working with 100 free and charitable clinics across 15 states, including Wisconsin. One of them is HealthNet in Rock County. That's where Yolanda Orozco Arellano got vaccinated against COVID-19. The clinic's flexible hours allowed her to get both shots without missing work as a hotel housekeeper in Janesville, where she lives after moving to Wisconsin from Oaxaca, Mexico.
En la mañana. Y pues a veces sí había horario, como en la tarde.
She works in the morning and she came in the afternoon to get her vaccine here at the clinic.
That's Yolanda's case manager and one of the clinic's interpreters, Alicia Alvarado. She relates how Yolanda wanted to get the vaccine, even though she has other family and friends who were too scared to get a shot, some wrongly believing a myth that involves implanting a microchip, a persistent falsehood that health officials encounter. Yolanda got a shot as soon as she was able. The clinic helped overcome the three T's that HealthNet CEO Ian Hedges says can prevent people from getting vaccinated: transportation, time off, and trust.
For years, healthcare institutions, city governments were maybe not proactively making those relationships. And so when they opened up to the vaccines and then provided maybe some additional resources, and then they said, well, why are folks not coming? Well, it's because those relationships weren't there. That trust wasn't there.
In terms of who people trust, the list often includes their doctor, family members, and teachers like Marie Simpson, who helps immigrants learn commonly used phrases that may be difficult to understand.
The first one is book a flight. Book a flight. What does that mean, to book a flight?
Buy plane ticket.
Yes, it means to buy a plane ticket.
For adults learning English as a second language, the bond between student and teacher can be tight because groups like the Literacy Network in Dane County are providing a key skill for those seeking a better life. People like 29-year-old Miguel Marquez, who fled Venezuela to escape poverty and the government of Hugo Chavez. In his literacy class, Miguel also learned about the COVID-19 vaccine, which he didn't think he needed because he was young and healthy. He changed his mind after seeing younger people being hospitalized, some dying.
In that moment, I knew that, oh, that's bad. It's happening. It's actually happening.
Wisconsin is seeing a surge in new infections and hospitalizations driven by the more contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. There's been an uptick in people getting vaccinated, too. In early July, Wisconsin was averaging less than 5,500 new vaccinations per week. That weekly average is now close to 7,500. Health officials say the Delta variant is giving a new urgency to efforts to reach unvaccinated populations. Now that Marquez is protected against COVID-19, he can't understand why some Americans are refusing the vaccine. He says people in his homeland are begging for shots that are hard, if not impossible, to get, often the same vaccine that some Americans don't want. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.